spirit within and the Bible without. And maybe that's a good introduction. Maybe we could have the ones who attended, you all could stand up and then share. Give us your portion. I think the saints would be very encouraged to hear what you enjoyed and gained from the summer school. Josh, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I really enjoyed, should I share like what I enjoyed from the meetings? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so I enjoyed the point of the history of the Bible, because it's really encouraging to see how all the saints before us, they put in a lot of effort to recover the Bible, and they really cherished it, and they translated it, and held it really dear to them. Amen.
Amen.
One part I enjoyed was that, in our Christian lives, sometimes we're, persecuted, right? And sometimes you might not even know it, but really, persecution is really just God's, He's testing our faith because He knows we're faithful. And I'll just read you a part of 1 Corinthians 10:13 that says, God is faithful, who will not allow you that you be tempted beyond what you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make the way out that you may be able to endure.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we're able to endure persecution.
Amen.
Something I appreciated was that during the meetings, some saints talked about a morning revival, and I learned that in the morning, if we can connect through God, but it can be kind of hard because the devil could distract us with any temptations, but we just need to clear our minds and call out His name.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that the Bible is like milk and honey and we can eat it, and also that the Lord Jesus, He also read the Bible. So I was like, wow, He's the Lord, but He still read the Bible.
Amen.
I enjoyed how the Bible's a bit like electricity. Like, you don't really know it until you feel it.
Amen.
And you have to feel the Bible.
Amen.
Studying theory of the Bible teaches us about science, philosophy, poetry, and history, but it's not a book of those things, but it's a book that concerns testifying Christ.
Amen.
So we really thank all the saints for praying for this time, all of the young people in the Northeast, and I think in their coming back home, we really like to continue to pray for them, right, that the deposit that is within them could be guarded, and that they could continue, right, to practice these things, to be in them, so that their progress can be manifest to all. So continue to pray for our dear young people, that they could spend their days in the Word, so that they can know the Lord more personally for themselves. Amen.
Amen.
YP, split off right now.
Praise the Lord for the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen. Saints, so we will enter into week 24 this Amen. Week. And I'll just read the title to you all. We're coming to the end of this volume. The title this week is The Giver of Gifts
Amen.
And the Constituents of God's Armor.
Amen.
We
Amen.
See that in Ephesians.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for today.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, anoint every brother speaking.
Amen.
Oh, anoint our ears.
Amen.
Oh, bind the enemy in any distraction.
Amen.
We want to hear you today, Lord.
Right.
Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Oh, speak to us, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. You are speaking in the church.
Amen.
We want your speaking.
Amen.
Anoint every saint
Amen.
To release his and her portion.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. So, saints, this week we are in Ephesians, especially chapter 4 and chapter 6. In these two chapters, we have come to a marvelous revelation by Paul. And then we see that, saints, in Ephesians, there is Christ as the head and church as the body.
Amen.
The New Testament cannot, you know, be complete without seeing Christ and the church.
Amen.
And as members of this body, in the body of Christ, and as the church, we have an obligation. Actually, God has a purpose that He's trying to accomplish through the church.
Amen.
To do that, He needs to build up the body of Christ today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in this week, we must see that our experience, enjoyment, and expression of Christ should have the view of the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
We cannot remain as individuals.
Right.
We need to see that God's heart is for the body.
Amen.
I mean, I think I'll just say that much. I was very helped this week. Hallelujah. I'm not just an individual.
That's right.
I must see what God is doing today.
Amen.
And as we shall see in chapter 4, the gifts, right, that God has given is actually for to the church,
right,
for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
It's not just that these gifts will be, you know, gifts, right, but it's really for the body.
Right.
And the armor of God in spiritual warfare is also the whole armor to be put on by the body.
Amen.
In the body.
Yes.
For the body.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. So I'll just read a few verses, saints. I believe the word is more than sufficient. Hallelujah. Amen. Much more than what I can say. Ephesians chapter 4, since I'll read this to you, I'll start with verse 7, amen. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Amen.
Saints, each one of us was given,
amen,
this grace,
yes,
according to the measure,
amen,
of the gift of Christ.
Yes.
Christ has given gifts, right? Actually, according to the measure of this gift, grace was given.
Amen.
These gifts, each one of us, we're actually a gift, right?
Yes.
And then verse 8 and 9 says that, how did He do it? The Lord did it. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Therefore, the scripture says, having ascended to the heights,
yes,
He led captive those taken captive,
amen,
and give gifts to men.
Amen.
Oh, He ascended.
Amen.
Led captive. Captive meaning those who are taken captive by Satan.
Yes.
Right.
Sorry. Led captive, those taken captive.
Right.
So, yes, we were captive of Satan.
Amen. Right.
But He, in His triumphal defeat of the enemy,
amen,
now He is in His possession to lead us,
amen,
as His captive.
Yes.
And give gifts to men.
Amen.
So the gifts that has been given to the church, saints, are actually us,
amen,
who are just captives.
Yeah.
Vanquished foes of Christ.
Amen.
Are you a captive, saints?
Yes.
In this week, we also see that to really, you know, experience the dispensing of these gifts and the measure, saints, we need to be captives.
Right.
He has done this in the past on the cross. But our being captive and led captive needs to be applied to us day by day.
Amen.
Especially in the church life.
That's right.
Amen. That's how the gifts can really, you know, function according to His and her measure.
Amen.
If we are not captives, you know, our being in the body is very much could really be from a different source.
That's right.
But anyway, we'll see in the chapter later on. This is the growth. Okay, there's also many aspects. But in chapter 9, it says, and He ascended, right? And I'll jump to verse 10. He who descended, He also is the one ascended far above rule. Okay? And then verse 11, says we see that He gives gifts to the body. Each one is a gift. But He also gives gifts in verse 11, specifically for the perfecting of the saints. That's 11 and 12. So in 11 it says, He give gifts as some as apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds and teachers. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
So there are gifts in the body, but there are also certain gifts that their function is to perfect each and every gift, so that the gift, each one can function for the building up of the body of Christ.
Yes.
There's so much in this. I don't think I have time to go into this, but praise the Lord. In the body of Christ, for the building, there is the perfecting. Mm-hmm. Perfecting issues in the growth in each gifts, and this growth in each gift ultimately will cause the growth in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And the building up of the body.
Amen.
Until, verse 13, until. So it says, the gift and the perfecting is until. There's this process. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oneness of the faith.
Amen.
And of the full knowledge of the Son of God.
Yes.
And lastly, as full grown men.
Amen.
So God's, I feel like saints, this week, we see the building, we see the building of the body, we see the gifts, we see what the Lord has done. But really, God's heart is that there will be some in the church.
Yes.
Will receive this calling.
Amen.
To grow with the growth of God and to mature.
Amen.
To receive the perfecting.
Amen.
For the building of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Verse 14, that we may no longer be little children.
Amen.
Saints, when do you be rescued?
Amen.
No longer little children. Oh, being waved, tossed by the waves. I was very touched by this point, but I must move on. But verse 15, but holding to truth in love.
Amen.
Holding to the truth.
Amen.
What is the truth? In the context of Ephesians, the truth is Christ and the church.
Amen.
Christ is the head, has given gift to the body, and the gift is for the building up of the body of Christ, which is the church today.
Amen.
In love.
Amen.
Holding to this truth in love.
Amen.
It is not easy to be gifts and to receive the perfecting, but when we see that what the Lord has done and touched by His love, we can hold to truth in love.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So that the result is that we may grow up into Him.
Amen.
In all things.
Yes.
Who is the head? Christ.
Amen.
There's a need for us to grow.
Amen.
For the body to really mature, to come to the full stature.
Amen.
And for the building, we need to grow in this
Amen.
Way.
Yes.
In all things.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for all things.
Amen.
For our environment.
Yes.
For everything the Lord has arranged for us.
Amen.
Who is the head? Christ. And from this head, verse 16, from whom? The head, Christ.
Yes.
All the body being joined together, being knit together, through every joint of the rich supply, and finally, through the operation of the measure of each one part.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The measure of each one part.
Amen.
Again, causes the growth of the body.
Amen.
Unto the building up of itself in love.
Amen.
So saints, we see that this week, the word is very clear to us. The Lord needs us to be those who are exercising and receiving the dispensing of these gifts.
Amen.
In our daily life. And the need is that we will grow into Him
Yeah.
in all things so that the body of Christ can be built up.
Yeah.
It is by the perfecting.
Yeah.
Amen. Day by day, we need to be perfected in the way of life, causing the growth of the body.
Yeah.
There is so much here, saints, but I think I will move on. I'll cover the second half a little bit in chapter 6. But I trust that the saints can really bring out the riches.
Amen.
So in chapter 6, saints, very briefly, we see that Lord Jesus, as the body of Christ, right, as those who are members, who are exercising the gifts, we need to be those who are not just individuals, but put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
And this whole armor of God, practically, we see that in chapter 6, towards the latter half of chapter 6. Saints, there's a need for us in chapter 18, verse 18. The helmets of salvation, right, the sword of the Spirit. There's also the Lord Jesus, the girding, the loins, right, with the truth, and the breastplate. All these things, practically, in verse 18, is by means of all prayer and petition.
Amen.
Praying at every time in spirit.
Amen.
Saints, we need to be those who are praying. The
Amen.
Way to put on, right, the helmet, everything. To exercise the spirit of faith is really by our praying not just individually, but with one another.
Amen.
In all things and in all prayer and petition, every time in spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I don't want to be too long, but I think the Brother Scott will follow. But saints, may we be those who see the body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are here for the growth in unto the building of the body.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh. Amen. I really appreciated, I think, a few things this week. I just really, in Ephesians 4:7, I think it's a question, if you'd asked me before this week, it's like, oh, are you a gift to the body? Or are you a gift? I think I would have said no. Because I think of, actually the gifts are the special ones, in a sense. Actually, we should all be able to declare, actually, we are gifts.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm a gift, right?
Yes.
Because actually in Ephesians 4:7, right, it says to each one of us,
amen,
right? To each one of us, grace was given.
Amen.
According to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Right.
And so I just appreciated actually just the process, in these verses, right? The process that the Lord went through, right? Actually, and even to know the Lord, right? It's not just the fact that he did this, but it's that today, right, he is the giver of gifts.
That's right.
Actually, he is actively carrying this out today.
Amen.
Right? So this is something that was, in some sense it was done, but right, it's something that he's still doing today. Right?
Right.
So I just, actually this is just from day one. It says, in order for Christ to be constituted the giver of gifts, he had to fill all things, right, by passing through the highest and the lowest places in the universe. Right? So he descended down into Hades, right? Actually, it brings out, actually, when we're in the lowest points, actually, we all have very low points, right? But the Lord is just there with us, right? Actually, he's constituting us with himself. Actually, when we're at the highest points, right? Actually, the Lord is still adding himself to us. And he's constituting us as gifts to the body, right? Maybe we don't have the measure of, Brother Ed Marks, right, yeah, Brother Paul, but right, he's actually, we can be sent ones to our neighbors, right? We can be, we can be prophets, actually, we should be prophets in the church, right?
Yes.
We all have a measure. Actually, there was at least a little grace that was given to us to function and to build up the body, right?
Yes.
And so, praise the Lord, we can really, I just think it's so sweet, right? We know this as a fact, but actually we should practice this, right, in our daily lives and in the church life. And I was also just touched, oh Lord, right? We have an enemy. Yeah. There is a, Satan is our adversary, right? And he's not only, there was just a reminder this week, right? He is actively fighting against the building up of the body, right? He said in Revelations, right, he says the accuser of our brethren, he says, who accuses them before our God day and night,
right?
I think all of us, we know, right? Satan accuses us with everything, right? He just sends lies, thoughts, distractions. I think the brother, he literally even just sends death into our being, right? And so we should be aware, right? We should be on guard. Actually, even in Ephesians 6, right, it's an imperative. Actually, we need to see, we need to put on.
Amen.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
And praise the Lord, this is not something we can do ourselves, right? Actually, this is really in the body, but it's... It's a completely a corporate matter, right? Because this is the whole church as the functioning as the warrior. But we just need to be reminded to put on the full armor of God.
Yes.
There were really so many excellent points concerning our practice, right? Even just to exercise faith in so many detailed items, right? Even when, the Lord would allow us to make mistakes, right? But we should have faith that he is the sovereign one, right? Because the fact is, he has defeated the enemy, right? He went into Hades. He destroyed and nullified the works of the devil, right? He has fully dealt with every negative thing, right? He descended, but he ascended, right? Amen. He is the fully victorious one. So we can say, hallelujah, we can say, no condemnation, now I dread, right? Actually, in the hymn that we sang this morning, this is fully, we can, by faith, we can fully apprehend and stand in this. Hallelujah, there's just so many wonderful points, right? We need to gird ourselves, to have the breastplate of righteousness, right? Even the Lord covering our mind, right? Not our righteousness, but His righteousness. To take up the shield of faith, right? Praise the Lord, these are really all for us to experience in such a practical way in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah.
I really enjoy, you know, brother's opening word for us, especially, you know, brother bring up this significance of the body of Christ in this week's message, right? That's important to see that corporate aspect, you know, the Lord's heart desires to build up the body of Christ. Amen. And the brothers also help us to get into the detail of the two portion of the verses. Amen. So I really want to build on this and more from a perspective of application. And this morning when I saw Elijah here, I have a really revolutionized view of our brother get saved and be baptized into the body of Christ. From a perspective that he actually is a gift to the body.
Amen.
Right? And so not only him, you know, all of us are gifts.
Amen.
By Christ to the body, for building up his body, of the body of Christ. So I don't know, for example, Brandon, Brian, do you ever consider to buy some gift for someone you loved?
I guess. Right?
You guessed. Okay, yeah, you did. That's great. You know, Ping's birthday was 2 days ago, and I spent some time to think about what gift to give to him, to her. You know, definitely something she will love, right? She will love and she will enjoy. She will feel that's probably useful or something. Yeah. And, you know, the Lord, so consider the body of Christ is Lord's beloved. He wants to give gift to his body. That gift must be something precious in his eyes, right? And it's also that his body can enjoy. So consider each one of us. Don't think we are nothing. We are not that important. In God's eye, we are precious. We are gift, can be given to his body for the building up of the body of Christ. And how, I think this week, at least two points I enjoy much is one, today we can still continue to be constituted as the gift by we spend time with the Lord. By he continue to descend to us and bring us ascend to him. Right. And then continue to make us more precious, even more useful to the body of Christ.
Amen.
And the second thing is we really need to see each other's are the gift that given to us. So by joining and knitting with the other members, we can fulfill God's heart desire.
Amen.
That's, you know, so on one hand, we still need to spend time with the Lord. On the other hand, we spend time to build with our co-members in the body that will, you know, fulfill our God's heart desire and make the reality of the body of Christ to build up. And for that's important. Sorry, I'm short of words, but praise the Lord. We really need to utilize us as the gift for the building of body of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Before I leave,
I'm sorry. Just want to remind us, since 3 minutes each, the piano will help us.
Okay, no problem. 2 minutes. I really enjoy this week. I think everything is very clear now about this gift and also the armor of God, right, with this message, you know, because there was some things that I couldn't really imagine. But one thing the Lord showed me when I was reading this message, you know, that many times, you see, the helmet of salvation is for our mind, right? And we read the word, we want to use the sword of the Spirit, you know, to fight the enemy. But there is here a little problem with we need to put the breastplate and the shield of faith, right? But if we don't have our conscience, right, covered, because we have something against a brother, or a classmate, or a co-worker, even our neighbor, I don't like my neighbor, I hate my neighbor. If we have things like that, our faith, no matter how much we try to put a helmet and try to learn the word and read the word every day, it's going to be very difficult.
Right,
because we have so much in our conscience. Sometimes you see my. Sometimes the enemy attack me with my sister, right? Put things in my mind and want to put things in my conscience. And I said, Lorna, I won't say nothing. Keep my mind shut, because I could answer her. I could say, she said, sometimes she said many things that I, you know, that she shouldn't say because she's also a sister. But the Lord shut my mouth. I better just pray. Keep my mouth shut. I won't say nothing. See, this is what happened. We need to clear out our conscience so our faith can grow. See, one day, Brother Gary Schiffer, when I was in New York, he took another brother, and together, I think it was Rick and Gary, and they said, our conscience and faith go together. If our conscience has something dirty there or some things that we have brought up with somebody, our faith will not grow.
Right.
You see, because they go together. If our conscience is clean, our faith goes out. See, the Lord gives us more faith, right? So, saints, we need to put the whole armor, not only our helmet or high sword, try to kill the enemy all the time. No, we need to clear our conscience so our faith will increase. So we need to pray, so then our gift will be testimony to others.
Amen.
I'm going to share because I'm on food service. I was really touched by this message and the training. The point here is the more Christ ascends and descends within us, capturing and vanquishing us, the more life he fills us with himself to constitute us as he gives to his body.
Right.
And Brother Ed Mark shared at this point, he shared about Brother Lee's prayer. And he said, and this is Brother Lee's prayer, is Lord, never let me weep. Defeat me all the time.
Amen.
Conquer me. And Brother Edmar said, to be useful to the Lord, we need to pray. Amen. To pray this prayer, we need to be a little captive by the Lord. Otherwise, he cannot come in to constitute us. And then the other point that really touched me was the two words, into him. And out from whom? And this was message 2, day 2. And it says here, we grow up into Christ the head, and then something issues out of Christ the head. So into Christ is for our growth. Out from Christ is for our function, our usefulness. On the one hand, we are growing up into Christ. On the other hand, what we do is out from him, as the source for our function, our usefulness. So, saints, you know, in the church life, the Lord is not so concerned about physical age. The Lord is concerned about our spiritual age, the maturity of the life within us. And this life must grow every day, because the goal of the Lord's recovery is for the preparation of the bride.
Amen.
And the bride is only comprised of mature, spiritually mature overcomers in the body. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I was very touched by this week's message. Yesterday, Karen and I, we actually had some fellowship about this. So I really feel that, in Ephesians chapter 4, it really talks about the body life, right? So, actually, the Lord is the giver, but He is also the gift Himself. And not only that, we can also be as gift, like in the body. And in the message, brother mentioned about Paul, his testimony. And I don't know if you pay attention to that message. He actually said that we need to pray read those verses in Acts. And I went back to those verses. I was very touched, like we all know about Paul's story and when he was saved. When Ananias saw him, the first thing he said was brother. But actually in that chapter, it also says that when the Lord asked Ananias to go to Paul, he actually had a lot of concepts. He actually said, you know that he actually did a lot of evil things, but then, he was able to drop his concept. And then, I think more surprisingly was that, when Paul preached the gospel, or when Paul, mentioned about his kind of like proof that he was a disciple, in 2 Corinthians. After he was saved, he went to another place, right? And then he went to the city, and then, and then Paul was preaching the gospel. But then actually Jews wanted to kill him, right? And then he said something that he said, he was in a basket and, people lowered him down. And then in 2 Corinthians, actually he used that to prove that he was a disciple. And I was really touched by that. I just feel that is really a reality of the body life.
Right.
And I feel that, brothers and sisters mentioned that, we are all gifts. We are all in the church life. But actually, it's not just about ourselves. It's actually, later on, it talks about the armor. Well, I you probably know that when I was young, I really wanted to be a soldier. If you put an armor, the best thing is that none of your parts are exposed are exposed. So I just feel that, actually this is a corporate thing. We really need to see this. And I probably will say a little bit more. Actually this past week or last week, one thing really bothered me because a brother had a car accident. And then that night, Kyle said, "Oh, we probably how about invite his brother, to dinner." And then guess what? We went to that restaurant, but that restaurant was not open. And we went to another, like grocery store before we entered into another restaurant, and we saw another brother. And then right at that moment, I was like, this is the Lord. Because actually, sometimes our faith got defeated, and we would say, why is this happen? Why is that happen? But actually, everything actually is arranged by God for good. But actually not for no reason. It's actually help us to return to the Lord, and then through the corporate experience of the Lord, we actually can, work together, come together. And then, we have the, we can stand together, to fulfill, his heart's desire.
Amen.
Amen.
In
1 Corinthians 12, we see a description of the indispensability of the members. It says, "For the body is not one member, but many. As the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, it is not that because of this, it is not of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, it is not that because of this, it is not of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were the hearing, where would the smelling be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, even as he willed. And if all were one member, where would the body be? But now the members are many, but the body one. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. But much rather, the members of the body, which seem to be weaker, are necessary.
Amen.
And so, and then in Ephesians 4, it tells us, to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And so I just appreciated everybody sharing. Each one of us is a gift given by Christ to the body. We're all members in the body and of the body. But today we are learning to enjoy, experience, and express this Christ, the Christ who is the giver of gifts. And as we enjoy this one, then we become the building members of the body. And so I appreciated later on in chapter 4 of Ephesians, it says, but holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Amen.
And so we see that we each are indispensable in the body of Christ as a member. But that means our functioning is also indispensable. Because if one part of the body is not functioning according to its proper measure, then the body is not able to work as it's supposed to, you know, as in our physical body. And so I just appreciate it. So we realize that each one of us is a member in the body, and each one of us has a portion according to the measure of the grace of Christ. So we don't, and the brother said repeatedly, so we treasure one another's portion and measure in the body. We don't say, oh, this one, they can do this, and so I'm not needed, I'm not necessary. Actually, each one of us, our functioning is needed in order for the building up of the body. And I just appreciate, actually, how do we function in a proper way? Actually, there were two things. One in the message was like, we are just coming to Christ as the head. It says, coming to him, and then out from him. So actually, our coming to him is to receive the grace, and then out from him, that's the functioning. So as we come to Christ day by day, you know, like as the young people said, we just need to come to him in the word, enjoy him, then actually there's a functioning that comes out of it. And then the other thing from the morning revival this week, I just appreciate Christ is descending and ascending within us.
Amen.
He's capturing us, vanquishing us, and that is his constituting us as gifts into the body.
Right.
And that's how we become functioning members in the body of Christ.
Amen.
I was really enjoy. I wanted to talk about the basket also, but just to add that what touched me about the basket was that, you know, they wanted to kill Paul. So as soon as the brothers found out, they put him in a basket and they put him down. And here in the ministry, it says that this is our church life. Either we are in the basket and someone is keeping us, or we are the ones that are pulling somebody, you know, up or down, so that we either are in there or down there. And we don't like to be in the basket, because when you're in the basket, that means you depend on others. That means that you're powerless. And we all want to, you know, We don't want to be powerless, right? We want to be out there. We want to be the ones holding the basket, not inside. You know, that's our situation, and that really touched me. But I also want to say that, you know, of all the items of the armor, you know, the shield of faith, that many times we don't have enough faith, and that we have to believe in God's, you know, that the Lord's manifestation is to destroy the works of the evil one.
Yeah.
And on the cross, he destroyed these works, right? And we have to believe this. And in resurrection, he shamed him. But many times, you know, we're down on ourselves and we don't believe. But this is the shield of faith that is able to quench all the firing darts of the evil one, which are all the thoughts, all the things that he sends to us. And I really, one of them is God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty is a big thing for me because, you know, even our mistakes are, you know, God will use, you know, to bring us in. And that if the Lord will not even allow. A sister used to tell me, oh, Virginia, you know, yes, that was a mistake, but the Lord allowed it. So if the Lord allowed it, you know, he's going to use it. And, you know, at that time, I didn't like that, but I didn't believe it. And I realized that the Lord uses everything. He uses everything, and that we need to pray the and said, Lord, undo all the works of the enemy in me.
Amen.
Undo everything Amen. The devil has done to damage me.
Amen.
You know, we have to reject all these forms of fear, all of these things. These are the darts of the evil one that he sends to us.
Amen.
And that is what the shield of faith, it extinguishes all of these darts.
Amen.
And so we need to believe, you know, and that's what the helmet of salvation, it's here in the mind, in the head. Everything is... He's throwing things at us, you know, in our inadequacy. We believe them and we come down. And yes, we believe that we're not useful. That we're not, you know, what am I doing here? There's no point in me being here. But we have to believe that we're here because the Lord has us here.
Amen.
And that we do have a portion, you know, either we can pull somebody down the basket or be in it. So I really, you know, really was touched very much this week. There are so many things, but particularly the shield of faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, brother. This week I was musing about the word grace. What is grace? I talked to the Lord. Lord, what is grace? We know grace is Christ. But grace is involved two parties. One is the giver, willing to give something to the receiver. Mm-hmm. And this give is make the giver happy and also make the receiver happy. That is grace in my understanding. So God is willing to give something from him. He is happy to give it to us. And then we as the receiver will be happy because receiving the gift from God. Oh, praise the Lord. And God give us, each of us, grace according to his stature, according to his richness, according to riches of his glory, want to give us, to make us function in his masterpiece. This is the masterpiece, is the ultimate products of his creation. We are his masterpiece. This gift given to us for what, brother? For us to be function in our church life. When we come together, we function the gift of God to us so we can build up together. This last couple weeks, I was a lot of in time in my family. My parent-in-law is in ICU, but praise the Lord, he came up from the ICU now. And I heard my cousin in Indonesia got leukemia, is at the end. Oh, Lord Jesus. But grace of God is, praise the Lord, they are all saved during it. They are all saved, they can receive the grace. And I was thinking also, Enos and Elijah, wow, I was really a little bit jealous. Why they don't have to experience death, can be transformed and pick up to the third heaven. Oh, Lord, but we are more, I think we are more fortunate than they are. Because at that time, Christ has not entered into them. It has not become life-giving spirit. I do not know. Oh, but right now, it's a grace period. That is, God can become one with us. We are become something mystery. Brothers and sisters, why you come to here every Lord's Day? Oh, Lord, there is this mysterious love in us that make us to come, willing, like to listen with brothers and sisters, encouragement. So, my point is, we have a gift from God. And then when we come together, we have to exercise our gift. In here, we are not competing who is talking, who is giving better message, speaking better, but we exercise our gift that we can join together. We have the same passions and knit together for the building. Right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just following our brother speaking. Yes, the Lord has given us, give the church gifts. But the grace was given according to the measure of the gift.
Right.
Amen. So each one of us has a measure, right? According to what the God has given us. So actually, what the brother shared, the more we actually use the gift that the Lord gave us, the more of the grace that we would receive. Amen. And, you know, right, this actually echoes back to what the Lord was saying, right, in Matthew 25. You know, the more that we use the talents that the Lord has given us, the more He will give us, right? If we hide our talents, then, you know, whatever we have will be taken away. So, if we want to enjoy grace, we need to function in the church life. This is for building up the body of Christ, right? To really accomplish do the work of the ministry. Actually, this week I was also considering very much on this title. We're, you know, more or less I think we're very familiar with Ephesians chapter 4 and Ephesians chapter 6. But this week, you know, this message is actually connecting these, putting these two together. So I was like really considering, you know, what is the connection between the giver of gifts and the constituents of God's armor? And really, you know, I was like really seeking before the Lord, and the Lord brought me back to John 10, you know, chapter 10 of John. In there, Lord said He was the good shepherd, right? And, you know, there's a sheepfold to keep the thief away, right? This is for the Old Testament, for the Jewish belief, for the Israelites. What does the thief come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy. On one hand, the good shepherd, the Lord, is actually giving the sheep life, right? And giving it more abundantly. But on the other hand, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You see the connection here? When I saw this message, this verse, oh yes, that's the connection. The Lord is actually giving the gifts to the church. And then, actually, all the members is actually a gift. And, you know, He's actually dispensing Himself through the gifted ones to perfect the saints. What is actually the perfecting? You know, what's the goal? Actually, the perfecting is to dispense life. So all of us can be filled with life. We can express this life, enjoy this life. But on the other hand, we need to, you know, be on guard, because right, there is a thief there, right? Mm-hmm. Try to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. So we need to, you know, put on the full armor of God.
Amen.
And this message also helps us to see that spiritual warfare is a corporate matter,
right?
It is true, it is a corporate matter. But there is an individual aspect to putting on the armor. We need to take on that in an individual manner, right? Because, you know, no one can help you put on a helmet, right? Because, like, you know, saints have shared earlier, you know, Satan a lot of times puts thoughts into us, right? Some kind of negative thoughts, you know, thoughts against the members of the body, or, you know, or certain teaching or whatever, right? All kinds of things, you know, whatever happened, then, you know, he puts this thing. So we need to put on the helmet of salvation. Amen. And then we need to exercise our good conscience, right? To take on the breastplate of righteousness. Whenever we're doing things unrighteous, and then we leave a hope, right? Paul says this, you know, whenever our conscience is getting condemned, or conscience is, it's like a shipwreck, right? Yeah. So, there's so many. I think my time is up. We need to put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
We need to fend off the fiery darts of Satan, right? This is to protect, you know, safeguard what God has already given, right? Really the life to His church. So that the church can be built up. You know, saints can really, we all can all grow and be knitted and joined together to be, you know, the more we actually got built up, the stronger that we have, you know, to be the God's army, right?
Amen.
Amen. And more importantly, I just wanted to, I think, you know, it's very important that we actually pray for each other,
amen,
right? You know, praise in twos and threes, especially in our prayer meeting. Oh, every time I just feel like, you know, we need to really, oh, really pray for our prayer meeting.
Right.
The saints will really be rise up. You know, we would actually have the burden, because the more we actually join the prayer meeting, the more we pray, we will actually have more of a burden for our fellow members of body. Right? You know, so, oh Lord, maybe we, you know, this time be sanctified every Tuesday, right? You know, that we can actually be in this corporate warfare. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, I'll be quick. So I'll read the verse which is the summer school choose Sunday the brother shared. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the word of God. So we have been listening this a lot, right? Spirit, the word of God. So, but how we put out in our actual life. So, yeah, I want to give credit to the summer school truth, because I know my son loves a cell phone. But the past weekend, he told me, he said the summer school truth week is the best of the 52 weeks. He even said, you know, if I can make it, you know, all year long, that'll be great. But, yeah, so... And then I also talked to some, the second week, the junior high, they have 4 days. They also have, you know, so I think that was achievement. If you can get those young people attention, you can even get them like it over their cell phone. I think it's a credit. So now I'm looking around the college ones and the young working saints. And we are the middle ages. We also need similar, the camp, which are practically the body of Christ.
Amen.
Because at this age, we are easily debodied. We are easily isolated. And the loneliness is a terrible disease. It's terrible. I mean, I look at a lot of diseases. The loneliness is one of the worst. So now we need this word. And receive the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God.
Amen.
So when you feel lonely, the first thing you know, okay, God loves me. And then the second thing you know, God has saved you and put you in the body of Christ. Not merely meeting, not just come here. The body of Christ exists 24/7. So nowadays, you know, I see those brothers, those sisters, if they travel, you know, from Georgia or from Cali, they most by airplane. In the airport, it's 24/7, so you can be traveled. But you need to remember, the body of Christ, 24/7. If you have nothing need, if you have feel lonely, you need to know, the body also 24/7. Pray to God, and God is there, and the body is there.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Saints, I feel like this week, actually I just followed the last few brothers, there's these two aspects, Christ as the giver of gifts, and also the constituents of the armor of God. Actually, this very much reflects the greatest prophecy in the Bible.
Amen.
And that is in Matthew 16:18, where the Lord says, upon this rock, I will build my church.
Amen.
But that doesn't end there. He says, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
So actually, we need to realize that God, His desire is to build a church, but there is another will in the universe. There is another force in the universe that is contrary to what God wants to do. And so we should not be naive. We should not be bothered that there is spiritual warfare that takes place in the universe. And I appreciate it from all of the sharing, right, to see that in this matter of building, that God builds indirectly through all of the members. And each one of us, saints, did we hear this morning? Each one of us, grace has been given. So we cannot say, oh, I don't have anything. No, God has given all of us in a particular measure of grace according to our function that is sovereignly arranged by God. And we should not despise it. And we should not also envy, right, the function of others. But I really feel like this week we need to really see this matter of the fighting that goes on behind the scenes. And I really feel, you know, this picture that we see from Nehemiah. I just want to read some of these verses. This really was fresh to me this week. In Nehemiah 4, I think we understand the context of Nehemiah. God's building was in waste. And the first thing that needed to be rebuilt was the wall of Jerusalem. Amen. And this wall symbolizes God's protection, God's testimony, God's expression. So this was in ruin. And so the first thing that needed to be rebuilt was the wall. And so there, the builders, each one had a sword strapped to his side as they built. And he who sounded the trumpet was beside me. And I said to the nobles, the rulers, and the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated on the wall, each far from the other. But, in verse 20, in whatever place you hear the sound of the trumpet, gather yourselves to us there. Our God will fight for us. Amen. I feel like, brothers and sisters, this is such an excellent picture of our church life. Right? As we are building up the church, exercising our gifts according to the grace that has been given to us, we realize that there is a fighting that is taking place. And I was just so touched that there needs to be, even though, although we might be, you know, physically separated, but when there is a sounding of the trumpet, we all gather together. Amen. And I just want to follow the brothers that shared before me. And maybe in a pose as a way of a question. Brothers and sisters, are we too proud to sound a trumpet? I appreciated the example of Paul. Paul could have said, oh, you know, I am the apostle. I don't need to be lowered in a basket. I'm the apostle sent by God. But even Paul realized he needed the members. Right? So how much more do we also need to realize that I can't go on without the fellow members of the body? And I have to testify, actually, brothers and sisters, these past 2 weeks at the Summer School of the Truth, I've never faced such intensity in the service in my life. And when I stood up to thank the saints for their prayer, I really meant it. Without the prayer, we cannot serve. And there was a point where, I don't have the time to go into details, but you just realize that as God wants to build the church, the enemy is fighting. And we need to be those who, what, are willing to sound the trumpet so that the saints can come together and we can pray. Because we see, right, from Ephesians, the whole armor of God is put upon the body of Christ. Amen. This is not an individualistic matter, but this is a body matter.
Amen.
And so I also amen this recent burden that we need to what? We need to have our twos and threes, right? We are maybe physically scattered, but we need to have ones we are related to so that we could come together and we could pray for one another and that we could pray for God's interests, right, to be accomplished here on the earth. So I really feel as we are building on one hand, we are fighting on the other hand. And this needs to be a reality among us, right? No longer just a slogan, right? Vital companions, twos and threes. But there needs to be really, right, the opening of ourselves to one another.
Amen.
Right? When things come up, Scott, I need your prayer, brother. And we need to be built up in such a way, right, where we're not just praying for ourselves, but for God's interests.
Amen.
Because, again, the gates of Hades cannot prevail against the builder church. So may the Lord really have such a beginning among us that He can really gain the building in reality.
Amen. This week, we covered two items. The giver of the gift and God's armor. And these two things is related to the body of Christ.
Right.
And in experience, if we are lacking our consciousness of our body, then we will not experience the verse they quote for us.
Right.
So I would ask you to give me 5 more minutes and you exercise your spirit.
Amen.
To receive what I intend to say. If we have a concept concerning that our personal life is different from the church life and body life, then you will not be able to experience what this week's content. Unless you realize my personal living actually is part of the body living. Then you would have this body conscious. Everything in our Christian life is related conscious. It's related to some kind of sensation, feeling within us. If you are lacking of that consciousness, the most you will get is you learn some knowledge concerning the Bible, you know such a thing, or you know something, even the divine fact. But sorry to say, we may be lack of experience. The verses that you quoted is based, this week based, basically is from the Ephesians, from chapter 4 and 6. Chapter 4, verse 1 to 16, mainly is for building up of the body of Christ. How the Lord give the gift to perfect the saints so they can build up the body of Christ. So really is for the function of the body to be built up.
Amen.
And now chapter 6, mainly is for fighting. Actually, the reason the Lord needs body is to fight. And this spiritual warfare, the first thing for a body is what? To put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
So saints, if you are not having that consciousness of living the body life, you will not be under the protection of this armor. This armor is for the body. It's not for you and I individually.
Amen.
Unless you experience something bodily, immediately the armor applies to you. Okay, you know, Satan, very subtle. But basically, Satan used two things to execute his tactic. He is called accusation. So one of his main weapons is accuse. Accuse who? God's people. Accuse you and I. And then second, he's what? He's very good in shooting them.
Firing dart,
whatever dart you call it. And he's very good at shooting it, you know.
I believe he practiced thousands of years. Okay? And actually, he knows every one of us. And he has been practiced shooting the flaming dart on every one of us. So for this, we need to really know why we need the breastplate of the righteousness.
Right.
And why we need to take up the shield of faith. The breastplate is for the protection of our heart.
Yeah.
The accusation he accuses us is by accusing our conscience.
Amen.
So in order for us to really apply this breastplate of righteousness, you need to know the value of the Lord's blood.
Amen.
Right, this week there's a sentence very, very good. I hope you remember that. Righteousness is in the blood. God's righteousness is in the blood. And then the covering of the blood is what? Breastplate. So two things are related to the blood. If you do not know the value of the blood, how could you apply the blood?
Amen.
So the accusation, he knew. We don't know the value of the blood, so we don't apply it. How do you apply it? Exercise your faith.
Amen.
And speak to the air.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Speak to the air.
Amen.
You are the accusation, Satan.
Amen.
But I'm showing you there is a blood here.
Amen.
Christ's blood is here.
Amen.
And you have to believe, once you apply the blood, he has to escape.
Amen. Right.
And our conscience should be at peace.
Right.
There will be no condemnation.
Amen.
Concerning the shield, Satan's flaming dart basically is shooting on our mind.
Yes.
And individually we have different minds. In other words, we have different weak point of our mind.
Amen.
And he's very good at shooting on the dart. Do you know when he starts shooting it? It's when you lost your guard. When your mind is not renewing. That's the time that he is ready to shoot on you. Therefore, in our daily living, this week, give us one verse. I hope you memorize it. Pray, read about it.
6:18.
The verse says,
right,
by means of all prayer and petition,
right,
pray in every time.
Amen.
In the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Pray in the Spirit.
Amen.
And then watch unto this. In all perseverance, petition, and concern all the saints.
Amen.
So when we do that, we actually put on the helmet.
Yeah.
Put on the breastplate.
Amen.
Girded our loin.
Amen.
And then take up our shield.
Amen.
And then, four is for defensive item.
Right.
Right. But we don't want to be attacked all the time, right?
Right.
We want to attack.
Yeah.
We want to attack the devil.
Amen.
By what?
He got the
word.
The sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
Yes.
So when you pray me the word of God,
right.
You kill.
Amen.
You kill the Satan first inside of you.
Amen.
And you kill, you defeat Satan in the air.
Amen.
Do you believe that sense?
Yes. Amen.
Would you like to be in that?
Yes.
Don't have unbelief heart.
Right.
But to believe what God has promised us.
Amen.
He has given us such an armor. He has given us such a spirit. And He will strengthen us.
Amen.
Into our spirit.
Amen.
May the Lord keep us.
Amen.
And our living will be according to the body.
Okay.
Okay?
Amen. Amen. Oh.
I just emphasize a couple things because our conscious, our life is the body life. So if we think it's separate, our life is separate, then this week is not for us. And it's even worse, the perfecting is not for us. And the armor is not for us. And the sword is not for us. So the Lord Jesus, in the first section, He's the giver. Two things stood out to me this week. We are gifts.
Amen.
But it's not verse 12 that says that we're gifts. It's verse 7. Verse 7 says, the measure of the gift of Christ. We don't receive a gift according to this verse. We are the gift.
Right.
We are the gift.
Amen.
Verse 7 says that we are the gift and Christ is the giver.
Amen.
Verse 12 says we can be perfected. We can be perfected. So in the body, there are saints that can perfect us. The ministry perfects us, but how? By the perfecting members. Then the armor. I just touched the last point to stop. The sword of the Spirit. If we need to read the Bible.
Amen.
We must read the Bible. But all our reading by itself is not a sword. It's not going to kill the enemy. It's not a sword. Our mind needs to be protected with the helmet. We need the shield. We need our loins girded. We need the breastplate. But our mind needs to be involved. We need to understand. We need to read. But we also need to pray. And that's how we get the sword. We get the word, the Rhema word.
Amen.
So the... Thank you. I need to stop.
Amen.
But we need to pray, read the word.
Amen.
Without, if our speaking doesn't have the word, there's no sword. We need to pray, read the word.
Amen.
So our speaking is full of the word, full of the Spirit.
Amen.
The killing spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We're in the body.
Amen.
Our life is the body life.
Amen.
Because your life is the body life.
Amen.
Thank you for this week.
Amen.
Amen.
Increase our consciousness of the body.
Amen.
Oh, save us from our individualism.
Amen.
We could really live as members in the body.
Amen.
Members one of another.
Amen.
Thank you for the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Thank you for the measure of the gift of each one.
Amen.
Oh, who caused the building up.
Amen.
Oh, more this week.
Amen.
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 Right.
Thank you for making us captive.
Amen.
Oh, in your triumphant procession.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for giving us the full armor of God.
Amen.
The body.
Amen.
Lord, we can, oh, Lord, we need to really pray for each other.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, take the full armor of God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, take up the, oh, Lord, the sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
This is your word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, oh, really help us to enter into the practice, Lord.
Amen.
Living the reality of the body life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Healing is weak.
Amen.
Oh, grant more conscience of the body life.
Amen.
Oh, we live our daily living.
Amen.
Oh, we feast our conscience.
Amen.
Oh, daily, we will exercise to pray in the Spirit.
Amen.
That means for all prayer and petition.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Pray at all times.
Amen.
In Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, to pick up this whole armor of whole armor of God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.